Page 22. Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Facebook app helps people find jobs. Facebook Incorporated is launching a new application to help its users hunt for jobs. The app gives users access to more than 1.7 million job postings in the U.S. that are called from companies that list jobs on Facebook, including BranchOut, JobVite, and Work4Labs. For years, analysts have speculated that Facebook would harness its massive audience to take on professional networking site LinkedIn and job hunting sites such as Monster.com. A Facebook spokesman said the company is simply trying to make it easier for users to find and share job listings on Facebook. Marn Levine, Facebook's vice president for global public policy, said in a statement that the app is part of a broader effort to help people use social media to find jobs in the U.S. LinkedIn Corporation doesn't view the new Facebook job hunting app as a shot across its bow, a spokesman said. "We don't see this as Facebook getting into the professional networking space," the LinkedIn spokesman said. Facebook is aggregating jobs from various Facebook apps and putting them in one place. A study from the National Association of Colleges and Employers found that half of employers use Facebook in their hiring process. "Recruiters know that you recruit where the people are," said Dan Finnegan, chief executive of JobVite. Facebook is the most heavily used, most engaged application on the internet, with more time spent on it than any other application. It's also popular with young people for whom the unemployment rate is particularly high, Finnegan said. "This will be a big opportunity for recruiters to engage the right folks where they are." Former U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis said the app, which lets Facebook users search job listings by keyword, type of work, industry, and location, would help get America back to work. Studies expand on soda's role in growing obesity. A new set of published studies has found that removing sugary drinks from kids' diets slows weight gain in heavy teens and reduces the odds that normal-weight children will become obese. More than 12.5 million American kids and 78 million adults are obese. The findings provide a clear-eyed look at how weight gain is directly influenced by consumption of sugary drinks. In one of the studies involving 641 normal-weight children between the ages of 5 and 12, those who drank 8 ounces of a sugar-sweetened beverage each day for 18 months gained more than 2 pounds of additional weight and accumulated more fat than their peers who drank artificially sweetened drinks daily. In the other study, involving 224 ninth and 10th graders who were already overweight or obese, those who were supplied with diet drinks and water for 1 year were more than 4 pounds lighter on average and roughly half a point lower on the body mass index scale than their peers who continued to drink sugary beverages. But when those teens were allowed to revert to their old habits, the differences between the two groups disappeared within a year. "This research pushes us beyond the potential and suggestive effect of sugar-sweetened beverages on obesity and weight gain and into the realm of very solid science," said University of North Carolina epidemiologist Barry M. Popkin. While an individual's weight may be determined by comparing calories consumed and calories expended, some experts believe calories from particular sources, including super-sweetened drinks, may have effects beyond the simple units of energy they contain. Dr. David M. Harlan, a leading expert on obesity and diabetes at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, said. New trends in video gaming. Nintendo of America president Reggie Fils Aime isn't worried. "Yes, sales of the Wii have tapered off. Yes, analysts doubt that its successor, the game machine tablet Wii U, will sell as well as the original. Yes, Facebook, mobile, and Xbox Kinect have poached Nintendo's audience of fitness-minded moms and kids. But Phil's aim has faith. To buy into a console, consumers need a very clear, understandable, and persuasive reason, he explains. We believe that's games. If he's wrong, Nintendo could be in trouble. If he's right, well, Nintendo may still be in trouble. Building a game console that only plays games is becoming a risky proposition. Wii U will include a controller with a touch-enabled screen, camera, and NFC. The Wii U's release won't just determine the fate of one of the most successful gaming companies ever. It will also shed light on whether traditional consoles have a future in an era of multifunction devices. From a cultural standpoint, games have never been bigger. Nielsen found that half of all American households have a console, and the amount of time spent playing games has increased 7% since last year. Blockbusters like Call of Duty still have billion-dollar releases, but games of that scale require years and cost millions to produce. Alex Seropian, a co-founder of Bungie, the studio that created the Xbox mega-franchise Halo, sold his company to Microsoft in 2000. The $60 console game is going to disappear, he says. Poised to replace it is an ecosystem teeming with games of all sizes and prices. The future of gaming hardware may well come to look like the mobile phone industry, one or two market leaders, and a host of smaller competitors. That's what makes the Wii U a good barometer of the future of the console. We're about to learn just how much pull Mario still has. Vocabulary focus. Call. Analyst. Speculate. Obese. Clear-eyed. Revert to. Expend. Poach. Proposition. Shed light on. Mega franchise. Team with.